lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I want to pick up on something, and I think Wisco Paul and a few other people who call into the show have raised it, and it's a good point. In all of the hurly-burly and the fighting over politics and so forth, why not occasionally dwell on the positive? Why not occasionally dwell on the good work that Joe Biden is doing and the good things that are happening in the country and not give the gloom and doom message about the no-goodniks on the other side? Because they're not all no-goodniks. The truth is that Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and people like that are as important to saving our democracy as people in the Democratic Party. So here's some good news about the Biden administration. His approval ratings just went slightly above 40%. Now, they'd been in the mid-30s for a while. They'd been very low. And everybody ran around like a chicken with his head cut off, like, well, that's it. We're not going to win, blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden's a steady hand. Joe Biden, elected to the Senate in 1972, and he served until he was Obama's vice president in 2008. Really liked him in Delaware. They liked him in the Senate. Then he served with great distinction as a vice president for 8 years. And now he's back as president. We're very lucky to have him. Well, let's take a look at two things, the history of approval ratings, but also historically, but also why his approval ratings are getting higher. First of all, anytime a president gets elected, they start with high approval ratings because people think, oh, that's great. And then anything in the hurly-burly of life and all the vicissitudes of life that come along and in politics, they stick to him and it goes down. The guy with the lowest approval ratings in history, or in modern polling history, was Harry Truman. And he was one of our greatest presidents. But Harry Truman was grandfathered. You know, there was a constitutional amendment passed after Franklin Roosevelt died that said you could only serve 2 terms as president because he got elected to 4 terms and the Republicans didn't like it. But they grandfathered in Harry Truman because he was the incumbent. And he could have run forever. But he served out most of Roosevelt's term. They were elected in November of 44, and Roosevelt died in April of 45. So he did that one, and then he got reelected in 48. By 52, he couldn't have gotten reelected as dog catcher. His approval ratings were in the 20s or the low 30s. Why is that? It has nothing to do with Truman. Is because people were exhausted. The United States had come through the Depression, the Second World War. Immediately, the communists were after us. They stole our nuclear secrets. And then China invaded North Korea. And then suddenly we were back in a war again. And by 1952, people had enough. And Eisenhower was a breath of fresh air, and everybody knew he'd win. So Truman got put on the back burner. And yet he has surfaced as one of the great presidents of the 20th century. Biden came in with high approval ratings, and suddenly what happens? You know, if he thought that he was coming in as a capstone to a career where, you know, he'd do good things and then go out, suddenly Russia invades Ukraine, China is threatening Taiwan, you have the pandemic, you have the supply chain issue, you have worldwide inflation, you have the insurrection on January 6th, and you have the Republican Party swearing to approve nothing and do nothing that Biden approves of simply to injure him and the United States. That would have taxed any president, and here's why his approval rating is going back up. He's had a series of legislative successes in spite of the opposition of the Republican Party, in spite of the fact that we only have 50 senators and 2 of them are only half senators. Manchin and Sinema. Biden managed to negotiate this. He passed the CHIP bill. That's a multi-billion dollar bill that's going to provide incentives for manufacturing computer chips here in the United States instead of depending on China and Taiwan. And it was long overdue. And he got a lot of bipartisan support for it. He put through legislation after Uvalde that didn't come near what I wanted to see, but it made it possible to search juvenile records of people that wanted to buy guns after they were 18, and also money to the states for mental health services and otherwise that the Republicans had blocked. He passed soft infrastructure. He'd already passed hard infrastructure. Do I like what Sinema did to it? No, I don't. She caved to Wall Street and kept carried interest in there, so hedge funds and venture capital firms don't pay income tax. You pay income tax. I pay income tax. But hedge funds and venture capital firms don't pay income tax. Sinema went along with that for contributions. Nevertheless, the rest of soft infrastructure reduced carbon emissions by 40% by 2030, and he got Manchin to go along with that. Ukraine. Truth was that Trump was, frankly, servile to Vladimir Putin. For a couple of reasons, it's undisputed that he was funded by Russia more than 20 years. After he cheated enough New York banks and went bankrupt six times, not personally, but properties of his, people wouldn't lend him money anymore. The Russians gave him money because they weren't interested in being repaid. What they were interested in is controlling the United States. They threatened NATO. I mean, Trump said we're going to come out of NATO, and if he gotten reelected, he would have pulled us out of NATO. And the Russians would be in Poland right now. What Biden did is he put NATO back together, strengthened the EU, strengthened the resolve against Russia. And one of the things that should have occurred to people in the Democratic leadership, and I'm going to, as somebody who was in the Democratic leadership, I'm going to tell you this right now. There are a lot of people, the so-called Reagan Republicans, who've been Democratic, union members, blue collar, and then have been voting Republican for a while. But a lot of them are very conservative on foreign policy against Russia, and a lot of them are of Eastern European descent. There's only one party that stands up to Russia right now. Only one party. If Trump gets back in, he's pro-Russian. He's not pro-Poland. He's not pro-Lithuania, Latvia, the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Serbia, Croatia, none of that. But a lot of the people in that coalition are descendants of those folks. And they are people who we should appeal to. And we have not been appealing to them. We're going to the lines. We have somebody in the line. It looks like it's Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean of Eau Claire?
Good morning, Matt. And, thank you for bringing up the positives, but people have to be aware of the negatives. They have to be aware so they continue to fight. We have never seen what we have seen in our lifetimes. We want the young people to know that there's hope that things can be better. We shouldn't have to be watching the news nonstop every single day to see what the devil the Republicans are going to pull on America. These people are not the same as the people that kept our country stable. There's always been back and forth between Republicans and Democrats for many, many years, but I, in my lifetime, have never seen what I have seen the Republicans do to our country. I have notebooks. You know, I look at all the different news reports, and I also watch what's happening in other countries. We have lost a lot in our countries, and the only way we're going to get it back, you know, and in our own country, but people do not respect us in other countries. I mean, Biden busted his butt, and everybody else did, to clean our name up somewhat, and those other countries are afraid we're going to get another Trump, and they even said so in some of those meetings. People need to watch live, not watch Fox, not get their news secondhand. They need to do the research and watch what's going on. And you know what? I watched a lot of meetings throughout my lifetime live between Democrats and Republicans while they were governing our country. They used to go back and forth over issues. Now all it is, and I dare any Republican to start watching. All the Republicans do is run down the Democrats, threaten them that they're going to get them if they ever take over our country, you know, get more majority, the Republicans. They're going to really stick it to us if they win. instead of what are they going to do to help the people in our country.
I love your passion. I'm being forced to go to a break.
Yeah, sorry,
I hate to cut you off, but you are. I love your passion. A lot more after the break, 844-967-2789. I'm going to react to Gene. And there are other people on the lines. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. I'll get to you right after the break. Gene, thanks for calling.
Off to my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more.